scares you off, Richard. So anyway, Brother Hollis will be sharing with us today, so we're looking forward to that and praying for him. But back to the big guy in the corner back here. Today is Brett's 41st birthday. Sing with me if you will. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bretty. Happy birthday to you. Yay, sweaty. Okay. 41 years old today. So at the end of the service, you get to come up and go to the altar, and we're going to spank you 41 times each. Each of us. You're glad that there are not more people here today. It's going to be really brutal at the altar. Okay. So let's see what else we got for the Bible study. That didn't get changed, did it? Where's my wife? Yeah, what does that say? Oh, my bad. I saw the 6th and I was thinking the 6th. Okay, so we bumped that a couple weeks for the consideration of some others who can't be with us till then. And then next Sunday, now here you go. You got a little hint of what the new theme will be, but there's a word that's missing. What word would you put in there? What Jesus number one in 2021? Joining? Okay, that's a possibility. Huh? Put Jesus number one? Okay. Making? Joyous? Whoa, a lot of possibility here. Pastor John's already got the word and you haven't guessed it yet. Praising Jesus number one? Something? Well, no, it doesn't have to be a J. Sorry, I know. Okay, give it some deep thought and prayer and come and find out next Sunday. It's one of those PJ words, so, you know, you have to give it some extra thought and prayer. You never get it. All right. Welcome, Tom Hornby. Good to see you again, Tom. Yes. All righty. So then, 2 weeks from today will be our monthly food and fellowship fair, celebrating Brett's birthday and others and anniversary. Stop that. Would you stop it? Okay. Yeah, I tell you. Okay. Yeah, but he'll be here in 2 weeks when we have the food. So, church council meeting scheduled for the 21st. Okay. Anita's going to be ready for that. All righty. And then, is that it? Front of your bulletin, it says, go. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. What a precious promise the Lord gives to us in alongside of the commandment to share the good news with others around the world. What a privilege we have, huh? Yes, and Hollis is going to share a little bit more about that this morning as we open our hearts to him. Father, we love you. We thank you for your love. Thank you again, Lord, for the freedom to come to your house today. So thankful for your faithfulness and your promises that we live in and have peace and joy in. Thank you, Lord, for each one that is here and mindful, as always, of many that we're missing. We pray your blessing on each one. And thank you, Lord, that as we unite together here today, we can honor and glorify you, lift you up, and each of us will be drawn closer to you as a result. Pray your special blessing on Hollis as he shares with us. Give him your Spirit's anointing and our ears and our hearts as well. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you stand and greet, everybody rushes to Nathan there, who's just walking in. Nathan, I have an apology for you. That is, you're supposed to get a certificate of belonging today. We weren't expecting you, and we didn't get it ready, but you're with us anyway, so you'll get it next week, Lord willing. Lord willing. Okay, everybody stand up and give Nathan a hug. Greet someone you haven't had a chance to yet. Tell them how glad you are they're here. All right, as we return our focus to worship this morning, as always, you may remain standing or be seated as you worship best. And this song, it just continues to kind of overwhelm me every time I hear it. This was a song we introduced a few weeks back, written by two 12-year-old boys. I still can't get over that. A glorious song about our glorious God and also the one and only holy God that we worship. So let's open our hearts to Him as we do. Yeah, it's probably just me.
It's me.
No, it's him. You're not supposed to turn yours on yet.
Oh.
I'm not done.
Oh.
Trying to jump on me?
I'm a coon blank.
There he is. Our beloved coon blank. We're thankful for the calling of God on your heart and your desire to share God's word. And we have you in our prayers this morning as you share with us, Brother Hollis. Thank you.
Good morning. Let me get my tools. I usually don't talk a lot. We're good now? We're good now? Okay. Thank you. I usually don't talk a lot about what I'm doing in ministry outside the church. I kind of like to want to serve humbly and quietly. But actually, this sermon or this message was brought by two things that recently happened to me in my life. One is I've been studying the Great Commission. And the other was, most people don't know, but for about the last year, Lakeview Funeral Home, at any time that they had a family in need with the death of a loved one, and that family didn't have a minister, they would call me and ask, would I come and work with this family or meet with this family? And that went on for about a year. And I recently got a phone call from them, that they asked me to come and meet with a family that just lost their 19-year-old son. And when everything was done, the gentleman that owns the place brought up to me that, you know, I really see a difference in the individual that you work with that come through here in that situation and the individuals that you don't work with. And no matter what, anytime I've ever called you, Hollis, you immediately dropped what you were doing and you came to serve. And he said, I can't say that about all pastors in Sandpoint. You know, especially if that individual's not a member of their church. And that affected me. Because I've been that individual that was sitting in that other chair. And I remember that there was no one that come for me in that moment. So at the body of Christ, the church, we get caught up in works of this world and things that we think need to be done here. And as Brother Osborne and Sister Osborne reads the scriptures for us today, we're going to focus on a simple point. But it's really the only point that matters in the whole scheme of things, in my opinion. Will you read the scripture for us, please?
Matthew 28:18-20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Matthew 24, So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him.
John 20:19-23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
Didn't say go figure out a way to help them get a new car.
Because they didn't have cars then.
Or a new donkey. Or a new whatever. A bigger house. A bigger bank account. A bigger whatever. What is God's mission? What was Jesus' mission? What is the church's mission? It's all the same. We are the church. God's mission is for us to be back and unified with him. He sent Jesus to give us a door to walk through to be back unified with him through his grace and his holiness. The church's mission should be to bring Christ's people back to him, to the Father. Nothing else. I work with a lot of families in the last year, a lot of individuals. And out of all them people, I've had many of them say, "I got through that death. I got through that suicide. I'm doing better now. I'm back at work. I'm able to get my job done. I'm able to get up in the morning and get out of the bed. I'm able to do this." But I've only had two say that the work you've done around the death of my loved one is leading me back to a relationship with Christ. I only look at them two individuals as cess. I can house you, I can feed you, I can get you through your emotional pain as a minister and as a body of Christ. I can put shoes on your feet. I can do all these other things. But if I don't get you back to Christ, I have failed. Because all these other things will not sustain you forever in the Lord's eternity. It's only that relationship there with him that will do that. Baptize them in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Baptize them in my spirit, the Holy Ghost. Put them back spiritually in contact with the Father through me. It's the only thing on the face of the earth has any value. It's the most important work we do. And it makes it clear right here in 44 that we need, because we don't know. For all we know, Jesus could walk through that door today. And the question that I should be focused on, am I ready? And am I helping someone else get ready? Because when he comes, and I find myself in the weeds and not in the wheat, and the harvest begins, just like the door that shut on Noah's ark. Too late to get on the boat then. Once that door shut, everyone on the boat was on the boat. And everyone outside the boat was outside the boat. And those facts were not going to change. Here in John 20:19-23, these are disciples. They have witnessed the cross. But they were in fear of the Jewish lawmakers. They were in fear of the Jewish lawmakers. Even though they claimed to be disciples of Jesus Christ, they had locked the door and they had hidden and hunkered down of what this world may do to them. Christ came to him though, showed him his hands, his side, and they were joyed. And then what did he do? He gave them the power that has been passed on to us if we choose to claim it. He breathed upon them and said, receive the Holy Spirit and go heal. Not in your name, not by your works, not by your ability, but in my name. If you heal and give forgiveness in my name, forgiveness will come. And he says there, if you don't forgive, they will not be forgiven. Why did he say that? It's because if you do not take the forgiveness of Christ as a Christian, as a member of the body of the church, to the one that does not know of the forgiveness, and the Holy Spirit, and pass that on to them, they will not be forgiven because they don't know. They have not been given the opportunity to receive that Holy Spirit. It's not what I do will heal them. I have no ability to heal anyone. I can't even heal myself. But through the Holy Spirit of Christ passed on. And I need that on a daily basis. As Brother Osborne said earlier, when I'm not walking with God, I'm not a happy camper and I'm not a good guy to be with. I get so bogged down in things of the world sometimes that affects my soul in a bad way. And I work desperately to move this materialistic things out of my life and this stuff out of my life. Because that's what Satan uses to bring the worst out of me. I have no ounce of forgiveness for anyone in this world, in my flesh. By nature, I am a Roman and a barbarian. By nature, I am a Roman and a barbarian. By nature of my flesh, if you cross me, I behead you, and I do. I will behead you, and I will wage war on you. my ability to find peace, my ability to forgive, my ability to love someone with the love of God comes through Jesus Christ and nobody else. And without Jesus, I am worthless. And without His holiness, there's no grace. And I must choose that on a daily basis. And sometimes it's hard to choose that, because He demands me to do things that are out of my nature. I ran across, and some of y'all have heard me share this, and some of you, I ran across the young man that I believe murdered my son. And I believe he told me that he murdered my son to the best of his ability. It's in my nature to kill that man. It's in my nature to take the Bible out of context and get an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But instead, I hugged that young man's neck and told him I forgive him for his part in my son's death. That's not of me. That's not in my character. That's not who I am. It's not who my father raised me to be. It's not what my older brothers told me to be. It's God's grace. It's God's Holy Spirit that will make this world worth living in and nothing else. The government can't do it. I can never have enough money in the bank that will do it. I can never own enough property to do it. It really boils down to a real simple thing. Once you know the truth, then you have a choice. I will choose to live in the flesh. I will choose to live in whatever rewards that I can muster up for myself in this world. Or I'll turn my back on all of that. And I will choose to live in the Holy Spirit of God until I go back to the Creator. One gives me instant gratification. The other gives me eternity peace with Christ. One is easy to do. The other takes a lot of need time. A lot of need time. It's hard. It's. Are you willing to make the sacrifices? Are you willing to move anything out of your life today that gets in the way of that? Are you willing to let go of stuff in this world to get in the way of that? I never want to get to the point in my ministry that someone calls me and says, I have a man sitting in my office. I have a woman sitting in my office. And their child was just murdered. Their son just took their life. Can you come? They are seeking God. I never want to get to the point where I say, oh, I really like to, but I'm too busy. Can we reschedule? I I don't know what I'm a servant of at that point, but I know what I'm a servant of not at that point. And I'm no longer a servant of Jesus Christ. Because when he was called to go to that cross, he didn't say, I'm too busy building my God, my Father's kingdom. I'm too busy doing other things for my Father. No, he did the thing that we were not worthy of, where we could have a second chance to be back with the Creator, God Almighty, his Father. We complicate this thing sometimes too much. We allow Satan to complicate this thing sometimes too much for us. It's really as simple as a light switch, people. On's on and off is off. And the place in between is somewhere no man should be. Where no man should be. Choose salvation or choose eternity without God. And as a church, we need to make that clear. I honestly believe God does not care about what kind of car I drive. God does not care about what my house looks like. God does not care about my bank account. God does not care about my clothes. The only thing that God cares about is, Hollis, when you were broken, I eventually got someone there for you to bring you back into my grace. Now, you have promised to be my servant. Are you going to remain to stand in the gap for someone else until they can get back to my grace? That's the end game. And if we're doing anything else but getting our brothers and sisters back and giving them that opportunity, they have to choose it. Don't misunderstand me. They have to choose it. God will not force his will on them. But are we making sure that they're getting that opportunity? Will I be able to look and say to a gentleman I'm working right now, will I be able to look at my Father, my Creator, and look him in the eyes in Christ and say, yes, Father, I gave that gentleman every opportunity to receive you. I bent over backwards trying to get the message of your unconditional love to him. I never want to be able to look at God Almighty and him ask me that question and me not say, as his servant. You know, I was a little bit too busy that day, God. Sorry about that one. That's all I got. Thank you, Brother John, for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Hollis, for the reminder and the challenge to be about the Father's business, which is that common mission that we share together. So the Lord is calling us to arise as a church and be about that business. Will that be your response along with me? Let's stand together as we sing, O Church, Arise, Arise, Shine.
Say that they are.
Yes, Father, you are the one who makes it possible for us to arise, to shine the light that you alone are able to give to this dark world. Thank you again, Father, for your grace and your mercy, your love through Jesus, what he's done for us on the cross and his resurrection, offering us his Spirit, enabling us to be that same love and grace and mercy in the lives of others. Thank you for the opportunities we have each day to share your love in different ways, to lift you up, and that others will be drawn to you as a result. Lord, we offer ourselves anew to you in this moment, recognizing that we're not able in ourselves to offer that kind of love and light to others. Only as we allow your light and love in our hearts to shine out, to spread out, and to be spoken and sung in different ways in our lives, is that possible. And so we thank you again. We praise you, offering ourselves in response to your word and to your Spirit this morning. Thank you again for Brother Hollis and his service to you and Kathy. And we pray your continued blessing for them. And thank you, Lord, that we're all united together in this mission that you have given us the privilege to be a part of. Again, we lift up those who are not able to be with us today. We pray your blessing, your anointing, your healing, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Thank you, Lord, that you make us whole in the way that you have created us to be and made that possible through your Son. We're thankful Sherry and Don and Anita are able to be back with us. We pray your continued blessing and their lives, as well as the lives of their loved ones. Continue to lift up Ron and Sue and their family through this time. Mike and Beth Ann that we're missing today. We thank you for Dee's improvement. We pray your continued blessing for her. And continue to lift up Donnie and Carol Lee to you. Thank you, Lord, in all of these lives that we love and care for. Even though we can't see them much these days, we know that you're with them, and we're united with them as we lift them to you. We lift up Alma requested prayer for her daughter's mother-in-law, a lady named Lois, who's 100 years old, and needing your healing touch in a nursing home and the loneliness that she deals with in these days. We're thankful that our prayers can make a difference and your Spirit can work in her heart and her mind what she needs. We praise you for that. We, along with Curtis, lift up a friend of his, Melinda Lopez, who's been missing. We pray, Lord, that you would help her to be found, and, Lord, that you'll keep her, whatever her situation or condition may be. Lord, we're thankful to know that you can be with her, and our prayers enable that as well, and give Curtis and others who know her encouragement. And no doubt there are other needs and concerns represented here today that you will receive as your people give expression to them. Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, thank you, Lord. You are an awesome God, and you are well aware of every thought and emotion that we have in this moment and those that we're thinking of. And so, Lord, as always, we just pray that you'll listen to our hearts and receive from those hearts what we're lifting to you. And we give praise to you and thank you again for answered prayer even before we see it. We know that you're at work in the lives of all those that we love and care for. Help us as always, Lord, as we go from your house today to be sensitive to your Spirit's leading and obedient as we follow and used by you to be a blessing to others. Thank you again for that privilege. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Go in the strength of the Lord. Love you. Oops. Oh, not again. Alan, you're always so rude. You're just always rude.
I thought you probably thought we forgot.
No, I forgot. We forgot.
We have a little bit of an envelope we'd like to share. A little bit of writing.
Okay. As long as it's got scripture in it, we can accept it. Thank you. We love you. Thank you all. Lord bless you all. Now get out of here.